good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Tonight up here at camp, it's 53 degrees. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, I just got back half an hour ago about from weekend up at Spring Point State Park. And stayed there overnight Saturday and left around 1 o'clock, I think, this afternoon and went over to the Indian River Lakes, Redwood, in that area. Did a little exploring, found a few geocaches and kind of a little back road orienteering there, and I've always wanted to go over and see some of that stuff, and so I finally did it. Every other year I've been up there, I've gone up on Saturday and usually you know, I did not wanting to make any detours because I never get up there early enough, and then I come back real late Saturday night. But this time I stayed overnight and played a little radio in the morning and, you know, hung around and talked with the hams that were there on Sunday, and then took off and did a little exploring around the area. So it was pretty interesting. Feels like a long day. It was. I got up at 7 or 7.30 and didn't go to bed till late, and of course I never sleep that well when I'm camping. Just don't do it enough, I think, is the problem, so that I'm really used to it. But it wasn't too cold up there. It was fine overnight, and it was okay in the morning. I had, you know, a few layers on and that, but never really cleared up and got really sunny. It sort of got a little, the sun, you could feel the warmth, but it was never really clear in the morning, and then in the afternoon it got a little better for a while, but didn't stay that way. So that was the weekend's adventures, and now gotta kind of recover all the stuff that I packed up, and I gotta unpack that and put it away and clean it up and get back to work. So that's what's going on here, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, I kind of like it when it's cool like this out there hiking around. It wasn't bad today. I didn't do a lot of hiking, but I was out there trying to see if I could catch a bear unawares, but it didn't happen. But yeah, it was a beautiful day, I thought. I'm not sure where you were, but it was nice and cool, sunny, little breeze. It wasn't too bad. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, Pete. Get yourself unpacked and you can sleep in the bed tonight. Hi, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my dad there, John. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, here in the valley named after the late Henry Hudson. Currently 60 degrees. Actually, a pretty nice day out today. Temperature was about perfect, and Sam left around, probably about 2 or so. and then run to the transfer station, and now we're getting everything ready to for our trip, and we'll delay it by a day. So, yeah, other than that, everything seems to be pretty copacetic. So back to you, WD2RUQ.
Okay. I don't know if Andrew is coming down now or not, so I was talking here briefly tonight, and the girl she's supposed to go with down there to the to that car seat training thing or whatever it is they're going for, she's got to go a day earlier, and Andrew doesn't want to take two cars and blah, 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 so I don't know. It's still up in the air if they're coming down yet or not. So anyway, all right, well, sounds like a good time down there, and we'll be there when you guys eventually get around to taking that trip. You'll have a good one. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
W2QJS.
W2QJS, Mal, good evening. You made it. What's going on tonight?
Well, not an awful lot. I've been listening around in the shack. And I was down listening to the 3-3 repeater, but there wasn't any information there coming through. I was wondering, did you say they also have a net at this time of night on Sunday? Go ahead.
Roger, they should have the Central New York traffic net going on right now. It's it's basically a traffic net, so you don't hear a lot. You got to kind of sit there and listen. Every once in a while, they'll say Central New York traffic net, and then you just check in, and that's about it. It's not an informal net.
Okay, recognizing the interlude, it's W2QJS returning. Yeah, okay, well, I pretty much don't have anything from this end as far as information. Just wanted to check in, let you know that we're going to be here for a few more weeks. Actually, I've been here all summer. We just haven't had much of a chance to get on the radio at night, especially on VHF. So anyway, thanks for letting me drop in, and catch you guys later. I'm going to say 73s, and go QRX for a short time. WB2IUQ, excuse me, that's your dad. KD2AIT. Control W2QJS.
Okay, Mel, this is KD2AIT. Just to let you know, they do have the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, OCTEN, here. It usually starts around, anytime between 9:30 and 10, but usually they come in here around 9:45. If you're still up and around, feel free to check into that. All right, thanks, Mel. Have fun down there at the Brown Barn. And down there at Stush's, it's a good time down there, and I've been in there a few times myself. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2ZZ,
Jack, good evening, what's going on?
Well, nothing too special tonight, I guess. Got up in the upper 60s here today. And, what is it now, about 59 at the moment. I didn't check to see where our low was this morning, but got down there pretty good, I know that. And, not much else to report. In fact, I just swung over here and caught the end of the last gentleman in there. He's been up there for the summer, that's nice. And, I'll catch you later. And
73
Swall, KA2
Zanzibar. Okay, Jack, yeah, that's Mel. He's up there at the campgrounds there in Boonville, W2QJS. So I caught him over there on the Remsen repeater, and we talked for a while, and I told him about the net here. So he's not new. I won't say he's new to the area. He's been here before, but he's new onto the airwaves here. All right, Jack. Thanks for checking in, and we'll probably catch you later there on Octane. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I wouldn't say I got up early today. I got kind of slept in. I just, a lot of hiking and exercise here over the weekend caught up to me here this morning. I open my eyes, look at the clock, and usually when I do that, it's about 5 o'clock in the morning, and today it was 10 o'clock. So I got up and went hunting anyway for quite a while, actually. I sat out there. I wasn't too concerned whether I was going to see anything or not. It was just a nice day. I sat out in that blind for probably 4 hours straight, just sat there and listened to the woods for a while. It was nice. The leaves are just starting to fall, and the animals were moving around a little bit. It was a good time. And then took a drive down to Forestport, had to get some stuff from the store. I stopped in and seen an aunt of mine there, and I ran across a log full of oyster mushrooms, which made my night. So tonight I cooked up some chicken out on the campfire on the grill, and I threw in the mushrooms on there in the frying pan, and we also had some cauliflower. So we had a grilled dinner tonight that just couldn't be beat. I ate the whole thing. It was really good. So we're just hanging out here last night at camp, and I got to go back home tomorrow and get back to work. So, all right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WB2RUQ.
KC2WI. Okay, there's two of you, so we'll start with WB2RUQ. Go ahead.
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, just a quick question. You got your cell phone with you?
Roger.
Okay, I'll give you a call in about 5 or 10. All right, I'm going to go ahead and drop off here. WB2RUQ, and I'll be...
Okay, as soon as I'm done with the net here, I'll get it plugged into the AC power, and hopefully it'll be enough to do a phone call with. All right, KC2WI, what's up, Pete?
I just gonna respond to your comment. It wasn't a bad day for hiking. It was warm enough that I was, wearing shorts and sandals, some depending on where I was, and that most people probably wouldn't be, but when you're walking at a reasonable pace, and not too bad, and you get used to the cooler temperatures, so then when it gets really cold, it's not so bad. It would have been a good day to be out, I think, but it's just going to keep going downhill. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, the portion of the day I was out there in shorts, not while I was hunting or anything, but afterwards, when I was out and about, I was out in shorts and a t-shirt, too. It was a little cool, but it wasn't too bad. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to the regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, John, Mel, and Jack for checking in tonight. I'd also like to remind everybody that Octane is here at... anywhere between 9:30 and 10 every night. It seems to me that they always seem to come in about 9:45. So you never know. All right, this is KD2AIT. I'll be clear.
KD2AIT, KD2AIT, WB2REQ.
KD2AIT, what's up?
Yeah, see if you can give me a call. I just realized I don't have your cell phone number here in my directory. Okay, WB2REQ, clear.
This is KA2
WRNZ for the Atlantic County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in. Here on the Bloomfield repeater. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
Says KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-Ray. Good evening. No traffic.
This is KC2WI. Good evening. No traffic.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT. Hello again, Jeff. N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. And KC2WI. Hello, Pete. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. I have no traffic for the area tonight. 73 Swall. KA2 ZNZ.